Mountain Park City Council for July 12, 2022. One agenda item being the representation for the City of Mountain Park by Andy Welch, Smith Webb and Welch White attorneys during the negotiations for local option sales tax. What I'd like to do real quick is kind of give you guys a head up on where we are. I know I can take complete responsibility for dropping the ball and getting this proposal done because we sent it to Brandon and to Kim, and Brandon was on vacation at the time and Kim went out on maternity leave and I forgot. Typically it's one of those things where we, you know, it just becomes a you know, it becomes one of the agenda item standard operating procedure type SOP things. Every 10 years after the census, the cities and the county negotiate over how the local option sales tax will be divided up between the county for the services they provide and the 15 cities of Fulton County for the services that they now provide. Just to give you a little quick background, there is very little, if any, unincorporated Fulton County left. I think there's a couple of industrial parks at Fulton Industrial Parkway, and that's it. Based on the formula that was finally agreed upon 10 years ago, which took 2 years to finally resolve, the county of Fulton would get about 5%. Well, that is not looking like it's going to fly with them because it is a small amount of money, and therefore we're going to be doing some serious negotiating. Fulton County does, from my understanding, have veto power. If they do not participate, it can kill the whole local option sales tax deal, and no local option sales tax will be collected, and therefore none will be distributed. So it's going to be a very serious, and I think Councilman Mark Murphy will attest to this. He is being brought on as the second chair on this because I will be absent during some of the meetings, including the one that's coming up this Friday, which is the very first meeting for the negotiations. It's going to kind of start the whole process. As they discussed in the meeting on Monday, was it Monday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Monday, there was some discussion about whether it should be arbitration or mediation. There's a difference between arbitration and mediation. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
The nuance slips.
Okay. Mediation is basically, we went through this last time with Judge Fletcher. They put us in one big room and they put Fulton County in another room, and Judge Fletcher went in there and they made it, you know, what do you want to do with this? And then he would come over and he would say, what do you want to do with this? So it was never disclosed. The discussion on Monday was that arbitration may be better because all parties are going to be, it's going to be out in the open as to who's acting and how they're acting, who's skirts the dirtiest, so to speak. So, yes.
I don't want to interrupt, but I don't understand why it's being litigated. I don't understand.
It's negotiations. It's negotiations. Litigation is not.
What is the argument over?
It's over how much money does Fulton County get versus how much should the cities get?
So historically, Fulton County has gotten 5% of this pie.
Well, no, they've gotten more, but because of the formula that was used 10 years ago, and under the new percentage of unincorporated Fulton County out there,
they would only get
5%, and that's we can already say, we can't say too much. We have to be careful about what we say in this public meeting. But there is a genuine feeling that this is going to be a hard negotiation. So what we need is we need individuals that understand the laws. We have a special person. What do you call him? Michael Brown, Brown Pelican, which is he's very well versed in this. He's represented numerous cities throughout the state of Georgia. He understands Georgia law. He helps us build our case against the county, and of course, the county will have their representatives. So it's not a lawsuit. It is simply a very engaged negotiation that could end up in arbitration or mediation.
So not contentious yet.
Not contentious yet, but the anticipation is that this is going to become probably one of the toughest ones. That's why I was so relieved when we were able to settle the Cherokee County so quickly with three meetings.
Right.
It's unheard of that they usually go that fast, but like I said, last time this went on for a couple of years. So
but obviously, at this level of income to our city,
right,
if this is not negotiated well, you know, it will hurt significantly.
Yes.
There's $190,000 in our budget.
And also, as you saw, Lourdes sent out what our percentage ended up being. I think I jokingly told him if we could just pass a plate around the room, we could probably get ours taken care of tonight. So it was, it was a small percentage due based on population. So that's the good thing for us. I do feel like that if we take a non-involvement role, we sit on the sidelines. I do know that in the last negotiations, there were a couple of cities that were basically sticking points because for them to take the share that they would have gotten was not going to work them for them for whatever reasons. So the cities agreed upon themselves to give up some portion or percentage of theirs or a fixed dollar amount to help bring that city on board, bring them, make them whole. And your support and engagement was probably a factor in whether you were asked to give more or less. And, you know. So I think we need to be part of the Unified Front. I think it would be easy to just sit back and see what happens, but I don't think we're going to get any extra consideration whatsoever, probably even less if we take a sideline, take a bench warmer position. Yes, sir.
So speaking of a unified front, what is going on with Sandy Springs?
Okay, all right. Sandy Springs, they informed us at the last NFMA meeting that there is a conflict of interest for them. The law firm of Smith, Welch, Webb, and White are in a lawsuit with the city of Sandy Springs over some zoning issues. It's not Andy, it's another one of their partners. And because of that, Rusty and the city of Sandy Springs and Andy agreed that it would be a conflict of interest. Sandy Springs will have their own representative that will work with Andy through these negotiations. I will tell you that there is a point where Brandon and Andy will probably, be doing some fine tuning in our best interest. They know each other well from last time. And so it's a good thing because I think we all kind of understand, since we're all, I don't want to say veterans at this, but we've been through it at least once before. A lot of the cities have new city attorneys, they have new mayors, they have new councils that don't have a clue, Roswell being one of them. So it's going to be interesting for the new folks to kind of figure out where they fit into this whole negotiation.
Well, thank you. You've answered every single question I had.
That's why I felt like this would be a good thing. Yeah. That, I know we're kind of up against the wall on getting this. I've got to get this signed. I've got to take it with me tomorrow, or I will not be able to participate in the meeting. So once we get this resolution adopted or approved, then at that point we become part of the client confidentiality, which will allow us to discuss things that we have not been able, and Mark will tell you, there were things that they couldn't even get into on Monday until such time as everybody's on board and we know who all the participants are. Any other questions?
This is not really a question. It's really, I'm expressing hope that it's not going to devolve into contention.
I certainly hope, and I think Mark makes a good point, that the Fulton County Commissioners know that they will be painted with the same brush if they choose to veto and not accept a reasonable negotiation. But I do know that some of them are not going to be running again, so, they may have whatever. So that's always a possibility or, a consideration. Anything else you want to add to that? I know you seem troubled by this, and I can tell you it is one of the toughest aspects of being part of local option sales tax. Same thing with SPLOS, Special Purpose, Purpose Local Option, and T-SPLOS. Because unfortunately, as soon as we are able to establish how much the county gets versus how much the cities get, then we go into how much does each city get, and then that's when the negotiations get even tougher because it's gotten pretty
pretty intense. Do you think they're going to go by per capita?
I hope so, and I'll tell you why, because there is and has been discussions in the last negotiation about making it, and this is some of the arguments, why don't we make it by point of sale? You know, because here's, and this happened with Cherokee County as well, but Roswell and Alpharetta, they generate more revenue from restaurants and, you know, and entertainment and stuff like that and sales and stuff than Milton, Johns Creek, and Mountain Park. So I always try to stay away from the point of sale, you know, argument that's why we determine how much, you know, if you're the one generating all this local sales tax, then you're the ones that should get the greatest portion of that. Well, we get zero because we don't have any local sales tax. So there are a couple of other things that include population. You may hear the terms heads and beds. You may hear, the population of Roswell grows, you know, a third to half bigger during the day because people work there. And of course, Mountain Park, our population all leave town, you know, by 9 in the morning to go to work.
Into
Roswell. So trust me, this thing gets sliced, diced, and dissected by every possible scenario imaginable. But it is all part of a very involved negotiation process to try and determine what is the most fair and equitable means of dividing this money up between all the entities involved. So,
and do we have an amount of how much it is?
The last amount that we had, and it can be more, if the economy comes back. I'm a little concerned about the current environment out there with inflation. It might go down a little bit. But Lourdes did say that I think we collected.
It's in the package 30.
Yeah, if you go through
the package.
$32,000 more this year than last year.
Yeah, $32,000 more this year. And I think she even said to me today that we'd already collected $1,700 a month. We're starting to collect $1,700 a month so far for this year. So that would be even greater. That's why I was thinking it was $200,000 plus or minus, is what I was trying to put in my email. So.
$17,000.
I saw that somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I said it wrong. Okay.
It's interesting because when we were doing the budget work, I was kind of shocked at how much of Mountain Park's money didn't come from us, which was a nice thing. It's like, wow, all this stuff is coming through Austin, SPLOS, and TPS.
Yeah, and you're right. We're talking about the fees.
The issue is the flip side of it now is if it doesn't come from us, we don't control it. Right. It can get reduced. So that's kind of scary.
So that's
is money out of the sky.
You guys have been busy scratching some checks, so we got to make sure it falls from the sky. We have to squeeze some clouds; it's going to fall. That's why I've asked Mark to participate, because Jennifer's quite busy with everything that we've got going on, and I know that I will not be there Friday, but I cannot anticipate what would possibly happen into the future. And one of the things that was a concern is that you don't want to start missing meetings because you start missing opportunities. And if we have a representative there, then we always will be represented in the negotiations from our position. It's a little hard to speak up sometimes when other cities are talking about how much, you know, their costs are and their infrastructure and their what they generate in sales tax and, you know, their all of this. But the one thing that I feel really good about is that we have always been recognized as having a seat at the table and having a vote that is equal to every other vote at the table. So we don't want to squander that. We don't want to take that for granted. We want to make sure that we are part of a unified front and that we are represented, well represented in those negotiations.
Go get them, you guys.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
And Jim.
Well, sometimes it can be that pushing a chain up a hill type analogy.
Right. Yeah, thanks for explaining all that.
I just felt like it would be good if we kind of had a better, bigger picture here. And again, I apologize if we didn't get to this sooner, so we would have had a little easier opportunity to execute this. Any other questions? Anyone in the audience? You good? You know what we're talking about?
No.
I can tell. No, this is about local option sales tax negotiations that are starting Friday. And we have to approve the representation of the city in the negotiations, just like each one of the cities that are involved, all 15 cities of Fulton County. So.
But it's not a fight. It's a discussion.
Yes.
It's a negotiation. It's not a lawsuit yet, but so.
Yeah.
Well, we hope that it does not get to that point. Again, I was so pleasantly surprised that it only took 3 meetings to settle the negotiations with Cherokee County. And I attribute that partly to personalities. There were a few people that were there 10 years ago that were not there this time. And I think that those individuals attributed to the extending of the negotiations much longer than were necessary, in my humble opinion.
Jim, Fulton County's power here is they're the ones that collect the tax. So if they take their ball and go home, they can say, I won't collect it. So.
Yeah. And I don't want us to take that lightly, but I certainly do think you're right that they've got as much to lose if they don't approve this. It's gonna hurt us immensely, but it's gonna hurt them too. Mm-hmm. And what hurts me hurts you too.
Right.
And
I mean, look at these cities. They're gonna have how many millions of taxpayers and voters here today?
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And Atlanta.
Yeah. And the good news is that Atlanta is still participating with us. That one little caveat that the city of Atlanta partnered with one of the other cities that's a little bit larger to give them 51%, they could pretty much dictate what directions these negotiations could possibly go. But right now, we're all equal at the table, and we're all negotiating from the unified standpoint of the cities, municipalities, versus the county.
You want a motion?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion to approve the resolution appointing and authorizing special counsel to represent the city of Mountain Park to negotiate a local option sales tax lost distribution certification as required under the law of the state of Georgia to authorize said counsel to assist in the preparation, negotiation, mediation, or arbitration of the city's lost repeal inconsistent provisions and for other purposes.
All right, do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Auerbach. Any more discussion? All those in favor designate by a show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you, folks. I certainly hope we don't waste any more of anyone's time, but I will end this meeting, and if y'all want to chit-chat, we can do that for a little bit.
Where do we need to sign?
She's got an executable copy that she will provide. There were a couple of things that I was going to bring up. Motion to adjourn.
Uh-huh. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor? And a shout out. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.